Seattle-based GSA spokeswoman Stephanie Kennitzer says the pilot project in Ketchikan is part of the federal government's Green Proving Ground project, which tests new technology to see whether it works elsewhere.
What we did learn is indeed biomass boilers are a good fit and a viable alternative for federal facilities for heating those buildings with hot water, primarily when natural gas is unavailable.
The study shows that biomass is most effective for buildings in a northern, cold climate within about 50 miles of a wood pellet mill, and Ketchikan is home to a wood pellet producer. The biomass boiler at the Pink Building was paired with a high-efficiency oil-fired boiler for backup. Those two boilers replaced one 1964-era oil-fired steam heat system. Kennitzer says there was an immediate reduction in fuel oil use, but not so much in costs.
In fiscal year 12, we were able to cut almost our fuel purchase and our fuel use in just about in half. We did, of course, have to supplement the fuel purchase with wood pellet purchases, so you're not going to see a direct cost savings yet over time. We may see those kind of results.
Kennitzer says that saving money wasn't really the goal of the pilot project. They just wanted to see whether the system worked and could be used elsewhere. Sustainability is a bigger goal with hoped for lower costs later on.
Ultimately, the point to push towards a biomass system, yes, is for sustainable reasons and possibly and hopefully cost-effective solutions as well. I mean, wood pellets are cheaper. So ultimately, if we can move to that, that would be of benefit to the GSA and ultimately the taxpayers.
Biomass boilers burn wood pellets as a fuel source rather than oil. Because wood is a renewable resource, biomass is touted as a more ecologically friendly energy choice. But Larry Edwards of the Sitka-based Greenpeace Alaska field office says that other technology could have provided even more benefit to everyone.
Particularly here in Southeast where we have renewable hydropower. They should also be looking at heat pumps and underground thermal energy storage.
Edwards says that heat pumps run by hydroelectric power is something he'd like to see tested in Southeast Alaska.
These methods, I think, will end up in lower greenhouse gas emissions in the long run and also be more economical to run and be totally renewable.
Kennitzer says the study of Ketchikan's pilot project looked into other GSA-owned buildings to find any that could convert to biomass.
We have identified 150 facilities where this technology would be beneficial and useful, but we have not made plans to actually deploy the technologies in those facilities.
That's about 10% of the GSA's buildings nationwide, from Vermont to Washington State. There's also a handful in Alaska, in addition to Ketchikan's federal building. Kennitzer says each of those buildings will have to be studied now individually to see whether installing new biomass boilers makes sense. Other public facilities in Ketchikan are moving toward biomass as an option. The city-owned library already uses a pellet-fired boiler, and the borough is looking into biomass heat as an option for the high school and the airport. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.